You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is a replay of our Sunday, September 10th church service.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Christian Fellowship. We're so happy that you're with us to worship our God and King Jesus Christ this morning. It's all about worship. It's all about worship. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The one who set us free and called us to be a body together. I have a psalm I'd like to read, Psalm 95. It goes like this: Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. Is there a cry in your heart? Is there a song in your heart that the Lord himself wrote in your heart? Today's the day to sing it. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. You know, as we worship, we remember that he is the creator. He's the one who made you and I. He made the earth. He made all the things in creation. Creation belongs to him. And as we recognize that, and as we ponder that in our hearts, even for a moment, it brings our hearts to an attitude of worship. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. We are going to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. In John 10, 27, Russ's favorite verse, it says, My sheep listen to my voice, I know them and they follow me. Maybe you're not a sheep, but if you listen, you could become a sheep. But for those that know his voice, keep listening. Cry out to him, say, Lord, I want to hear your voice more today. Today, if you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did in the day of Massah in the wilderness. So the children of Israel, when they heard the voice of the Lord, they didn't like what they heard. So there could be something today, and the voice of the Lord in the preaching that you don't like, that irritates you maybe, that challenges you. But I'm just saying today, be willing to receive all that he has for you in every aspect of the service. Don't harden your hearts. Open your heart to him. Where your ancestors tested me, they tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years, I was angry with this generation. I said, these are people whose heart go astray, and they have not known my way. So I declared an oath of my anger that they shall not enter my rest. Well, we can enter his rest because Jesus completed it all on the cross. There's nothing else that we can do except embrace that truth. Appropriate that in our lives. Don't try to add what he did. It is finished at the cross. Receive. Listen to his voice today. Hear what he's saying. Let's pray together. Let's stand up. Oh Lord, we acknowledge your greatness and your goodness, and we say that you are a holy God. We say that you are worthy of all glory and honor and praise. We thank you that you are speaking. You spoke through your word. You spoke through your Son, Jesus Christ, who demonstrated the love of God poured out for each one of us that we could be set free from sin and death, that we can be healed, that we can walk in wholeness. So, Lord, I pray for those that don't quite know the truth of that today, that their hearts would be opened. I pray, Lord God, that you would meet with us in a special way, that we would know your presence even more, that we truly would be the sheep of your pasture, and that we would hear your voice and we would follow after the voice of the Good Shepherd. All glory and honor is due your name, Lord. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good morning. Welcome. We're going to worship our Lord this morning and lift our voices to him and just give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise, and just focus on him this morning and just love him.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. And for the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever.
See you.
Thank you.
The Lord bless you. Good to see each one of you this morning. Well, it's time for children's church. So all the children are 11 and under. You can come forward here. We'll have a word of prayer. And all the helpers and the workers are scheduled today. Please come forward too. And you know, as school is started, we want to encourage every parent, grandparent, please pray for the children. And please pray that God's word will, you know, have an impact on our lives. And when you see your children and your grandkids, share the word of God with them, because that's the power. That's what's going to help them navigate through all the things that they hear out there in this world. So we love, they're precious in God's eye, and we love each one of the children as they come and we spend time together in God's word. So let's pray. You ready? Ready to pray? Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can talk to you today. We thank you that you hear us, and we thank you for the gift of Jesus. So we ask today that you will touch every heart today, every child, Lord, that you will reveal yourself to them, that they will know you and love you more each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let us go.
Boy, they're excited, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're so excited just to be able to spend time together in God's Word. If you have your Bibles this morning, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We have been studying and we have been learning about the Holy Spirit. A few weeks ago, we talked about the Holy Spirit, our helper. How many here have ever needed some help? And then we talked about the Holy Spirit, our teacher, teaching and ministering to us. And then last week, we talked about life in the Spirit from Romans chapter 8. And this morning, we are going to talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. Well, I didn't know I'd have that kind of reaction. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. So we got to pray this morning. Father, we just thank you today, Lord, that we can receive from you. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that's even present here among us today. As we have been praising you and worshiping you, we have felt your presence. And Lord, we just ask that you would open up our hearts today to the truth of your word. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us, and Lord, you would enlarge our vision today. You would give us divine revelation that can only come from you, Lord. Some of these things are hard to understand, but that's why we need the teacher, the Holy Spirit, to help us to perceive the truth that is written in your word, Lord. So, Father, we just pray against every distraction, anything that would get in the way of what you desire to say to us today. And we're going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I know that in some circles this is a controversial topic, because in many churches today they believe that the gifts of the Holy Spirit ceased when the last apostle died. That's what they say. When that last apostle breathed his last breath, then all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit ceased. I often wonder about that thinking, considering that there are scriptures, chapters devoted to the use of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Why would God bother to instruct us concerning the gifts, as we are going to read this morning, if they have already ceased to function? What would be the purpose of having these chapters? And there are a few of them. And for that matter, the entire book of Acts, if everything has just dried up and ceased. I want to say this morning, if there's ever been a time that we need the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it is today, this very hour. We need the gifts and the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't know. I'm not a prophet. I don't know what's going to happen in the weeks and months ahead. You know, they've already begun mask mandates in the province of Ontario and some of the hospitals. And they are predicting another wave of COVID-19, a variant, they're calling it. And so in some cases, they're already preparing the way. In fact, they want all your children to get the flu vaccine. Are you excited about that? I didn't think so. I don't know what's ahead. But I know that there are difficult times to come. Have you noticed the price of gas going up? Has anyone here noticed the price of gas going up? Can I see your hand? It's going to go up higher. Food is still costly. So we don't know what the future holds. But friends, if things get tough, we are going to need the gifts of the Holy Spirit to assist us in all that God is calling us to do. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's get into the word. I'm just going to go verse by verse. Now, dear brothers and sisters, regarding your question, how many know people have a lot of questions when it comes to the supernatural activities of the Holy Spirit? Let me say that again. People have a lot of questions when it comes to the activities of the working of God's Holy Spirit. And here Paul says, I want to answer those questions. The question is about the special abilities or gifts the Spirit gives us. He says, I don't want you to be ignorant, one version says. I don't want you to misunderstand what God is up to with these particular gifts. Verse 2. You know that when you were still pagans, pagans, unbelievers, you were led astray and swept along in worshiping speechless idols. Oh, aren't you thankful there's no idols today? I'm being facetious. But some people talk like, you know what? I'm not worshiping any idols. Oh, by the way, I want another $100 or I want another $1,000 or I'm worshiping money, mammon. That's an idol. Did you know your family can be an idol? You can put your kids above God. That's an idol. Your work can be an idol. Maybe some people are not here this morning because they're worshiping their work. Work is more important than coming together with God's people.
I don't know. I don't know.
There are different idols that are represented in our society today. It's anything that takes the place of God in our lives, that supreme place that God should have in each one of our lives, can become an idol. He says, that's what you were. You were led astray, swept along. So I want you to know that no one speaking by the Spirit of God, and he brings in here an interesting verse that is basically warning us that anyone speaking by the Spirit of God will not in the next breath curse him. If someone has a message from God and in the next breath they curse him and they blaspheme him, then that message is not from the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of that going around today. People saying they're speaking for God. And no one can say Jesus is Lord, I mean, from the depths of your heart. You can say it with your mouth, but what's in your heart? Only the person that has been born again of the Spirit of God, whose life has been transformed by the blood of Jesus, can truly and sincerely declare that Jesus is Lord. Except by the Holy Spirit. Now let's get into the gifts this morning. Verse 4, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts. But the same Spirit is the source of them all. This is important. To recognize who the source is. Someone starts operating in a spiritual gift, and we begin to think something about them. We begin to exalt them. But they're just a vessel that, like we sang this morning, that the Holy Spirit flows through. Hallelujah. That's it. We shouldn't be fixated on anyone except Christ. And him crucified. We have to remember the source of every spiritual gift is the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. And I want to shout from the mountaintops, verse 6. God works in different ways. Hello? And that's where sometimes we mess up and we get into religion. We begin to put God in a box and say, this is the way God works. No, God works and moves in different ways. And the people he chooses may not be the people we would choose. Right? But it is the same God who does the work in all of us. Now look at verse 7. This is the purpose of spiritual gifts. It's not to glorify ourselves. Oh, look how spiritual I am. Look how spiritual I am. Can everybody just look at how spiritual I am? Look how mighty God is working in my life. I'm going to buy a truck and I'm going to put my name on it. Ripley, Believe It or Not Ministries. I'm going to have a Ripley, Believe It or Not, Bible. Wow. Verse 7 gives us the purpose of spiritual gifts. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. So we can encourage each other. So we can build up each other. Are you hearing me this morning? It's not for self-exaltation. It's not to put a spotlight on our lives. It's for the purpose of helping and ministering to our brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's what we have to understand today. Not just these spiritual gifts, but any talent or ability that God gives us is not for us, it's for the benefit of others. Thank you. So a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. When we begin to think something about ourselves because of the gifts God has given us, we are on a downward spiral into nothingness. And pride comes before a fall. Hello? 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 Hi? Hello? I want to emphasize this morning that it is a gift. You can't earn it. Can I say that again? You can't earn it. It's a gift. Right? If you have to earn it, it's not a gift. So, now you can hone the gift. You can make it more effective by how you live your Christian life. It can become more effective. But in essence, it's a gift. God chooses to give these gifts to members of the body of Jesus Christ. God chooses to do that. Every talent, every ability that we have, that we exercise in the body of Jesus Christ, is for the benefit of the body and for the glorification of God Almighty. Verse 8. To one person, let's get into the gifts this morning. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give a word of wisdom. Here in the NLT, it says wise advice. A word of wisdom. Friends, if there's ever been a time that we need wisdom, it's today. We need wisdom in our political spheres. We need wisdom in the church. We need wisdom in our daily lives. We need wisdom every moment that we live, and not our own wisdom, but the wisdom that comes from the throne room of God, heaven. Now, some of these gifts intertwine. A prophecy can be given that includes a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge. We'll get into that. And a lot of times we hold back. I want to say that again. In a lot of cases, we hold back when the Holy Spirit wants to use us. We hold back the wisdom that God is stirring in our hearts. We hold back the gifts that God has so graciously given to us because we're afraid of what other people will think. Oh, what will they think? What will they think? What will they think? Do you know how many opportunities that God has given to you and me, and we've held back because we're afraid of what people think, and we give up on an opportunity that the Holy Spirit is giving us to bless the body of Christ?
Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge in a way that's pleasing unto God. Wisdom is the key that unlocks the door for which we have no... Have you ever said to yourself, I don't know what I'm going to do? Come on, be honest. Have you ever said, I don't know how to solve this problem? I don't know what to do. Did you know there's a gift of the word of wisdom that can come to you, either from you or from someone else or in a service, that can unlock the key to the solution that you need for your problem and predicament? To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge or a word of knowledge. An opening up, a perception. Peter had that word of knowledge when he was dealing with Ananias and Sapphira. When they came to him and said, well, how much did you sell your house for? Well, you know, I had to pay the realtor and I had to... I sold it for such and such, but he lied. To make himself look good. Peter said, you have not lied to me, you have lied to the Holy Spirit. It was only God that could reveal to Peter that they were lying. And he fell down dead. And then his wife came in. And Peter said the same thing. What happened? What did you sell it for? She said, we sold it for such and such. You have not lied to me, but you have lied to the Holy Spirit. And she fell down dead. You know, God has killed people in the New Testament. I hate to tell you that to break up your theology, but God has killed people in the New Testament. And that was a word of knowledge. Peter also had a word of knowledge that there was someone there who had faith to be healed. And he called on that gentleman, and he was instantly healed. But it began with a word of knowledge. You know, people are going through, listen to me this morning. People are going through troubles. How many know somebody that's going through troubles and you want to help them? And we may think that the problem is what we can see with our naked eye. But that may not be the root cause of the problem. Are you hearing me this morning? You're going to need the word of knowledge to know what is the root. So when that root is pulled out, hallelujah, there is going to be victory in that person's life. Now listen to me this morning. We often just deal with the surface problem. What we can see with our eyes. You see, I'm not running around this morning. You don't need to clap or you can clap. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just going to teach this message because it's so important. We often see the surface. But God sees inside the person's heart. Are you hearing me this morning? He can see the real problem. And he wants to use you to help that person. You're going to need sometimes the word of knowledge to be able to minister effectively in that situation. If you just deal with the surface, you're never going to get to the root. And the person is going to continue to suffer. And they're going to continue to be oppressed. But when you get to the root cause and pull that out, hallelujah, there's going to be victory in the camp, hallelujah. There's going to be glory to God, and hallelujah. Verse 9, Again, we're not going to go deep into every one of these gifts, but the same Spirit gives great faith. You know, there are people that God has used to establish hospitals, learning centers. People who did not know how to feed those that were orphans under their care. George Mueller was one of them, who simply prayed and the food would supernaturally come. That's great faith. To believe that the Lord would give you the ability to believe for a hospital or a Christian school in Grace Christian Fellowship that would be able to minister to young ones as they grow up with the truth of God's Word. Let that vision arise within someone's heart today, and with great faith it shall be done, says the Lord. Can God do it? Someone with great faith. You know, it's amazing what this gift does. It perseveres through every doubt, all opposition, everything that stands in the way of it being accomplished. Great faith says it can be done. I want to know how many here believe that Grace Christian Fellowship, the evangelical churches of this town, could establish a Christian school right here in Creston to pour into young lives the truth of God's Word. Let God raise somebody up with great faith. Let God raise somebody up with great faith to believe. It's not your faith. It's the gift of faith that God has given you to believe for something beyond normal faith. And to someone else, the Spirit gives the gift of healing. Now, I want to stop here for a moment. You say, oh, I don't need that. I can just go to the hospital. Go see the doctor. Free of charge. What if you have an ailment and you can't get to the hospital, or the hospital is shut down? Or you're sitting on a, help me here,
gurney.
For days on end because the hospital is understaffed. Maybe all the avenues that we have used in the past are not there anymore. What are we going to do then? We're going to need this gift to be manifested in the body of Jesus Christ, where someone lays hands on the sick and they are recovered. Come on, somebody. That God can do the healing work. Oh, that would never happen. Yeah, really? There are people who have died because they couldn't get to a doctor. They laid in the hospital hallway, and they died in the hospital hallway. We're going to need this gift. You see, this gift is manifested in times of desperation, when there's nothing else to lean upon but God Himself. When there's nothing else to look to but God to perform a healing. Verse 10, he gives one person the power to perform miracles. Something that was there was not there, and now it's there. One lung and another lung appears. One kidney and another kidney appears. something beyond the normal, that God does a miraculous work. How many know God can do it? And another, the ability to prophesy. You know, I believe in the gift of prophecy. And the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 14, that an unbeliever came into the church and someone prophesied, coupling with the word of knowledge, something that was happening in that person's life that only God would know. And the Bible says they fell on their knees and confessed Christ and received salvation. He gives another the ability to discern a message from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Oh, brother, do we ever need that gift today? The gift of discerning of spirits to be able to ascertain what is from God, what is from the flesh, and what is from Satan. I was in a meeting one time, and I was leading the meeting. Thank you. And as I began to talk, someone began to speak in tongues, but you know what? I recognized right away that that was not from God. It was satanic. It was coupled with fear and anxiety. And right off, I recognized that that was not from God. I did not receive it. I did not accept it. Because Satan can sometimes try to mimic the real thing. Hello? I was so embarrassed one time. Oh, I've been embarrassed many times, but I was embarrassed one time because someone had stolen a car out of our church parking lot. And we were having a prayer meeting, and the police came in, and someone was speaking in tongues, and I was thinking, oh, Lord, help us, because I knew that was not from God. And I was thinking, what does that officer think as he entered the church building to ask some questions? Friends, we need discerning of spirits. Are you hearing me this morning? We need discerning of spirits. Yes, there's the genuine. That's what we want. We want that which originates from God Himself. Hello. But we don't want the false. And you know, even in the area of healing, there have been so many false claims. We don't want that. We want the real thing. Hallelujah. We want that which has come from the hand of God Himself. And if we have to wait, we'll wait. But let's wait for the real thing, the genuine thing, the thing that changes people's lives and brings glory unto God. And as long as I'm the pastor here at this church and Pastor Raph, we are going to safeguard this assembly from that which is false and allow that which is real and genuine to be manifested. Amen. And lastly, my favorite, because I like to talk about it, still another person is given the ability to speak in tongues or unknown languages. Oh, okay, Pastor, there it is. Not everybody has the ability to speak in tongues. But this is not the gift that you receive that helps you pray. Are you hearing me? Every morning I wake up, I start praying in tongues. It's a prayer unto God. That's not what this is talking about. This is talking about the gift that's manifested in a service where you hear someone speaking in tongues and then another is given the ability to interpret what's being said. It's the gift that manifests in a service where there's a message in tongues and a message in interpretation. Are you following me this morning? Verse 11, and let me close. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. Are you following me this morning? I don't decide. You don't decide. A group of people called a committee, they don't decide. It's God who decides. Are you hearing me? And the gifts and talents that we have, that we know have been given to us by God, it is God who decided. I don't know why he makes these decisions, why he gives certain people these gifts and certain people those gifts. But friends, I have to release that to God and let him be God. Hallelujah. Let him be the one who chooses. You say, Pastor David, I don't need any of that. You may not need it now, but there's coming a time, folks, where we're going to need the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me this morning? Things are going to get confusing if they've not already been confusing. They're going to get more confusing, and we're going to need the gifts of the Holy Spirit to march through this land with our hands held high, glorifying God and magnifying the blood of Jesus. And lastly, can I do that three times? Lastly. No, I'm only going to do it once. Lastly, how do I know which gift I have? The Bible says that God is going to stir it up inside your heart. You're praying. You're seeking the Lord. You're in a service. And those gifts are going to be stirred up in your heart. Are you hearing me this morning? And the Holy Spirit is going to begin to move upon you in a supernatural way. God's going to give you words that you've never had before for a situation or for a circumstance or for a solution to a problem or something that somebody's going through. And God is going to be glorified as he flows through you in mighty ways. Will you bow your head this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask the worship team to come. And I want them to prepare that song that we've already sung. Flow through me. Father, I just pray this morning that the gifts of the Holy Spirit would flow through our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that these gifts that have already been distributed would come to life in this assembly, in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, that there would be such a stirring in the hearts of your people, O God. Father,
Whatever is going to happen in the days and weeks ahead, Lord, we are going to need these gifts to be manifested in this assembly in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray that you would help us to use them in a way that brings glory and honor unto you. And Lord, I'm going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand this morning. And I want us to sing this song again. Hallelujah. If you want to, let's lift up our hands.
Flowing through me, Holy Spirit, come and fill me.
Presence would just sweep
over this congregation this morning. Father, I pray that your people would be strengthened by the Holy Spirit. Whatever they're going through, Lord, whatever difficulties they may have, I pray this morning that the Holy Spirit will strengthen them, Lord, with might in the inner man, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that nothing would stand in the way of what you desire to do in every life in this assembly, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that we've never experienced before in this assembly. Lord, let the rain of heaven fall upon us, O God, that we would know without a shadow of a doubt that this is the real thing. This is God doing a supernatural work among us. Father, I just pray that all doubt and unbelief would leave, and Lord, that faith would arise in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the waves of your presence to sweep over us. Lord, even as we leave this place, wherever we go, Lord, wherever we are, even in the early morning hours, your presence would sweep over us, O Lord. You would fill us right where we are, Father, in our secret closet. You would fill us with your Holy Spirit. Father, I just pray this morning that any past experience that we have had that's been negative would be washed away. And Lord, I just pray this morning that the real and genuine thing would be displayed in our presence, O God. What you desire to do, Lord, in a mighty way, changing us and transforming us and filling us with your Spirit. Father, I just pray this morning that each one of these gifts would begin to flow in this assembly like never before. Oh God, if there's ever been a time that we need you, it's today. We need you. So Father, I pray for your people this morning as they leave this assembly, that the revelation of this truth would go with them. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. Join us next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. We'd love to see you.